in our services to Krishna? Answer is by dealing with Krishna, not with the pride. That means that we focus on Krishna. And it is not that because I do a service well, that's how I become proud. No, I already have pride, and because I have done the service well, I now have reason to express that pride. I hope you understand the difference. That it is not that because of the service I become proud. Just like if a man sees an attractive woman or a woman sees an attractive man, we may think that's the time when lust develops. No, it's not that, okay, that's the time when lust, but lust is already there. So, similarly, it is not that because of the service the pride develops. The pride is already there, the pride expresses itself because we have done some service which is praiseworthy. So, the first point is that not doing service is not the solution to pride. But the pride is already there. And for the same pride, the same anartha, which expresses itself as pride when we do a service well, will then express itself as envy when somebody else has the service well. So, we can't wish away the anartha which is there. So, that anartha has to go away by purification. And purification happens by doing service. So first of all, not doing service is not a solution at all. Now secondly, when we do service, certainly we may become proud if we do the service well. And that's not necessarily bad. Why? Because we all need a certain level of sense of belonging, certain level of acceptability, certain level of respectability. It's a natural human need. I'll talk about this difference more later, but you know, pride doesn't always, you know, wanting recognition or appreciation for one's service doesn't necessarily have to be an expression of pride. It can just, it's just a basic human need. We are relational beings and we need relationships. And relationship means appreciation also. We appreciate each other. So, if we don't get acceptability and respectability in the circle of devotees, we will seek it in a non-devotee circle. And trying to become acceptable and respectable in a non-devotee circle will require us to do our devotional activities. And that will actually degrade us. So, even if I sit erect and attentive during my chanting so that everybody thinks I am a serious chanter, well, at least because of that I am sitting seriously. That's a big thing. If I make that the end, then it's a big problem. But, you know, we all need acceptability and respectability. And it's better to seek that in the devotee circle than in the non-devotee circle. That's the second point. Third point is that when we practice bhakti, we have a choice. That even while practicing bhakti, there are certain material pleasures that come. When somebody appraises us, now, is that pleasure material or spiritual? It depends on how we take it. If we think that say other devotees praise me when I am doing a good service, if I think based on that oh now they are all understanding how great I am, then that can well become expression of the ego. That can fuel my ego. But we can also take that appreciation as, you know, this is Krishna encouraging me to do this service. Now, Krishna wants me to do this service. Krishna has given me some abilities. And let me use them in service. That means, when we get appreciation, we have a choice. Whether we remember ourselves as independent centers of glory, or we remember ourselves as channels for Krishna's glory. So it is Krishna who is using me to spread his glory. And I'm grateful to Krishna that he's using me for that purpose. So when we focus on Krishna that way, then that praise, that appreciation that comes, that will not inflate our ego. So in the Gopi Gita, the gopis say that Nija Jana Smaya Dvamsana Smita. It's a very enigmatic phrase. Is your Nijajana, your own devotee, Smaya is pride. Dvamsana Smita, your smile destroys the pride of your devotees. Now what does it mean? Is it that when you become humiliated, Krishna becomes happy? But what it means is that when Krishna smiles at us, when we see Krishna's beauty, when we please Krishna and we relish his beauty, that gives us such a higher happiness that we start feeling that, okay, the happiness that comes from pride, it's so trivial. You know, I had this experience when I first started giving classes. The most eagerly awaited part of the class was after the class. Who didn't come and appreciate me? That was just the initial phase that I went through. But afterwards, one day I gave a class and I thought it was a very good class, and nobody appreciated me after the class. And then, after that, this thought came to me. When I was giving the class, I was speaking about Krishna and I was so happy. But after giving the class, when I'm expecting appreciation, I'm so miserable. So, remembrance of Krishna gives far greater satisfaction than somebody else's praise for having spoken about Krishna. So, it's not that by no means am I free from pride. But at least that experience gave me a jolting reminder that the happiness in remembering Krishna is, even if I am self-centered, even from a self-centered point of view, I just care for my own happiness. Then, even for my own happiness, seeking happiness in Krishna is a far more, far stabler source of happiness than seeking happiness in being praised by others. So, like that, if we just analyze, if we practice bhakti with a little analytical frame of mind, we'll find that the happiness in doing service to Krishna is actually far deeper and far stabler than the happiness coming from the pride of having done the service well. That is always underlying. And that way, we can shift our focus from the service that we are doing to the person for whom we are doing that service, for Krishna. And gradually, by that, we will start doing that service irrespective of whether we get appreciation or not, because we will get connected with Krishna. So, to summarize, the cure for pride is not suppression of talent. It is not that I stop doing my service. It is purification of intent. Yes, I become proud by doing service, but I think, why am I doing this service? If I had to become a public speaker, I didn't have to become a devotee or a brahmachari for that. I could have spoken on the other topic. I have come to Krishna because I want to go to Krishna. So like that, when we think of the purpose of our service, and by repeatedly reminding ourselves, we purify our intent. Then, by that intent to focus on Krishna, we experience higher happiness, and the pride will itself go away. Just meditating, I should not be proud. That is not a very positive way of getting rid of pride. Because sometimes some people say, I am very fallen. It's good if that sentiment is authentic. But the ego is so sinister that I say I am very fallen, but my ego's focus shifts from fallen to I. So, rather than worrying too much about whether I am becoming proud of my service or not, proud because of my service or not, we focus on whether I am serving Krishna and whether I am remembering Krishna or not. And by that, the pride will come and it will go. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?